The old Gunns Pulp and Paper Mill dominated Burnie's industrial landscape in northwest Tasmania until it closed in 2010. The buildings are still here, but now it's the rattle of ginger beer bottles that's breaking the silence.
I'm Carolyn Watson-Paul from Henry's Ginger Beer. We're in the pulp mill site in South Burnie. It used to be the old carpenter's shop in the pulp mill, and we're turning it into a ginger beer brewery.
Hello, I'm Margot Kelly. Rather than see the spacious warehouses sit idle after the pulp mill closed, local businesses have moved in. It's an eclectic mix. There's a truck repair workshop, a recycling business, and even a bloke producing bottled water. And now, Henry's Ginger Beer has set up shop. Demand for this local drop has grown like Topsy since Caroline and Mark launched just 4 years ago. She says the old pulp mill is a perfect spot to expand their business.
I love the historic feel of this particular building. It looks like an old industrial building, and you can sort of almost have a feel of what's been here previously. It certainly has a bit of history about it.
So what are you doing with the space then? It's kind of a big open warehouse space at the moment. We can see you've got some nice furnishings mixed in with some cardboard packing boxes. It's a kind of a place of action at the moment.
Yeah, so we're still setting up. We'll be setting up for quite a while just to get the ginger beer factory running to its full capacity. So there'll be a lot of bottles and storage here and more tanks to come. And so we've got a lot more to do. We have plans to have a cellar door here as well, so the public can come and buy directly from us. Well, this is our new bottling line, so it's just arrived a few weeks back actually, so it's dramatically increased our production. Certainly made things a lot easier. I think I've put about 150,000 caps on bottles by hand. So this has made a big difference to just the ease in which we produce the ginger beer. So what we basically did, because we started off with a very small budget, we started finding disused equipment from mainly the dairy industry. So most of our ginger beer is brewed in large milk vats that we've basically cleaned up and turned into things that are suitable for us. And that's how we started. So we got some reasonably large vats here that start the brew in, and then we pasteurise it all to stop it fermenting, and then it all gets either kegged or goes into bottles.
How has the business grown and changed?
It's grown quicker than we could sort of keep up with it. We have waiting lists for stockists, and we've never been able to keep up with demand. So we're not sure we ever will. We just keep slowly growing at a pace that we're comfortable with, and hopefully we'll get enough out there to keep people happy.
So where is the ginger from?
The ginger all comes from around the Gympie, Queensland area. So it doesn't grow down here. We've tried to grow it. I've tried to talk people who own hothouses into growing it for me, but we haven't actually found a big enough production of it down here to be able to use Tasmanian ginger.
So why did you start making ginger beer?
Well, my husband's family used to make it, so he always just loved it. And when he wanted to have a nice ginger beer, he couldn't find one on the market that he liked as much as his family's one. So he found the old recipe and started making it for just our family. And then someone came over one day and tasted it and goes, "Wow, that's just brilliant, you should market this." And we sort of looked at each other and went, okay. So we tried, and it's been taken off ever since.
One thing I've always been curious about is the size of the bottles, because they're significantly larger than a lot of the other ginger beers on the market. You really feel like the ginger beer is a part of the meal.
Yes, well, when we decided to how we branded and marketed the product, it was sort of masculine, big ginger beer. It was, and that the bigger bottle just suited the way it looks, tastes and feels. So it was meant to be a big strong drink for a big strong man sort of thing, but that's just a narrow marketing idea. But obviously it appeals to a much wider range of people than that. But yeah, but that has sort of worked really well as a marketing plan.
And fits in with this space as well then?
Yes, it's certainly got a bit of industrial chic here.
Awesome.